Greetings, everyone. This is Henoc Tadessa reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia, via Oakland, California, via Los Angeles, California, via Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The many places I call home, but definitely Ethiopia is the main home, the motherland. Good evening. Happy New Year. It is January 5th, my first broadcast. Hopefully I'll celebrate this in many, many years to come after many, many other broadcasts. So this again is Henoc Tadessa, your friendly neighborhood extroverted introvert. So let's start with some hypothetical questions, meaning you don't have to answer, but if you want to answer, please go ahead. So if you see a blind person, you're not going to force them to see and not assist them and take away their walking stick. I'm sure you're not. Hopefully you won't. If you see a person that can't hear or has limited hearing, you're not going to continue to scream at them. I hope you won't be able to do that. So why is it when you see an introvert or an individual that doesn't say much but seems to be pretty content, no need to force them to talk? In one of the best movies that I've seen and best lines from Denzel Washington, he was talking to one of his cousins in the movie American Gangster, and he said, "The loudest person in the room is the weakest person in the room." So many of you probably hearing this are probably extroverts, maybe extroverted introverts, maybe a mixture. We all come in many different packages. It's okay. That's what life is all about. But the main message here is, you know, make sure you take the time to understand where everyone is coming from. Introverts have a lot on their mind, think a lot. What that means is they have great ideas, but as extroverts, we don't have the capacity at any given time at a snap of a finger to go ahead and talk. It takes a lot of energy to do that. It takes a lot of energy to be around people, but doesn't necessarily mean we don't like people. We're not antisocial. So pretty much the focus of this brief conversation is just to give introverted people a chance, because they could definitely make the world a better place. They have great ideas. You know, and once they're given the opportunity and given the safe place and given the opportunity to be themselves and be able to reflect and think, they'll come out of their shells. So again, this is Henoc Tadessa, your friendly neighborhood extroverted introvert. Have a great evening and have a great 2018.